20 to...
I think this offense really has to dig deep and get into the passing game tonight, especially against this really strong press defense. They're going to have to really get some big plays on offense for them to really be in this game.
Yeah. First name Joseph, Flag, Dean to the far end, then towards the Jack the baseball field. And on the Jumbotron side, Jack is loading it to there, he's going to get a helmet.
Very large, it's like 90 something people, I think.
Yeah. But, so we are just moments away from the kickoff team.
Intercepted by both little bit too hot for him, but he did a good job batting it down.
Yeah, he was almost able to have an interception as well. The ball was kind of lost and up there. Not too much, it was floating the ball. Whoever's there first, about to down to catch it. It was going to be their ball, but Jack and Fred, the line was shot, the formation. He went to the near side. Defense shifts, takes the snap, draws back a pass for man open. Goes deep. The far end zone is incomplete. And now bring it, then we'll bring it. Forward. Give it over here, fourth and 10. I believe the Patriots will be coming in the way.
The Bruins did a good job there. They surrounded the wide receiver in almost like a square. That was a really good thing that the quarterback overthrew that ball, because he would have caught that ball. That probably would have been a touchdown if he would have been able to speed. So,
All right, here's the backfield. We have number 3, Deshaun Coleman. And he'll stand right around the 20-yard line. When you snap, ball snap, catcher, make kicker, make kicker, take it. Ball is lofted up in the air, it'll be called fair catch at 20. About 18. Yeah. All right. Also, the Bruins will be wearing their away game jersey, which is the white, with the blue and gold stripes on the top, with a navy blue with a white SJ on the helmet. And they'll be wearing a white with gold and navy stripes. Alright, good. They will be lined up and not prepared with a unit. They're also going to get to the game. We're in love with
the shotgun formation. Tripping with your side. Since the screen, the number 1, Caleb Gray. And tackle number 2, Venable, that's the second back. It looks like Braylon had a hold right there for a second, but it was closed fairly quickly by the Patriots.
This is the first time we're seeing Braylon play running back. Everyone's able to find out his shot information. He went out of his shot. See back to the right of the quarterback. Kenny. That way back. Second snap as Walker. Just for the bullet pass to number 5, Pete Robinson, for about a game of 3. That'll bring the yardage down to 3rd. That brings us to the other time, about 3rd and 8.
There wasn't really much there that they could do with that play. It was a good job getting a small yardage, but
yeah. All right. Bruin, there will be a lot of the shotgun formation. Points out of side. Wait and snap. Okay. Starts going off. Yeah, wait and snap. Six snap. Well drives in the near side. Has Walker. That is a play kill. Breaks one man, and he is down at the 20.
That quarterback draw did not go as expected. There really wasn't a hole for him to get to. It was mainly just pulled up the jacket, put the finger in. He could not do anything.
So. All right. Brandon will be playing it away. And Hardy, Bruins, they will be finding it away. And in the back of the league, we have number 5, maybe 20. Well, that was a really correct. I just want to know this. As a nice barrel, it's touch of the 40. And he is tackled by number 2, Brandon Poindexter, assisted by number 9, Malik Yeager. He can pull the shooter off.
Braylon, that was an amazing punt, and it landed real deep in it. The press receiver did not anticipate it to be going that far over his head, and he dropped it, and if Braylon would have gotten there a little bit faster, they could have got the ball back, but in and out, Braylon did a good job of keeping prep to minimal field position.
Good. All righty. All right, there's the play clock. I've been looking for that. All right, we're going to head for this time. We're looking for that. I was looking for the play clock because, we ran down the pub a bit. All right. 8 minutes and 59 seconds, 0-0, on Connor Rhythm. You're listening to Bruins Sports Radio on the World Wide Web. I think we're going to record the people coming out. I think they're going to look at the trip. And have like a little audio file. Yeah. Hello. Ben Jennings and Hurston, they hear quite a few supporters down the far side, away from them. There's some more generation going on in London. don't know what they call them. We do it. We'll get it. All righty. Jack and Brad. That'll be lined up and shotgun position. I think I'm going to have a shot. Especially now, his hands off to the left. He is top and it's almost something in his track. He's top of the left. Right on the feet.
This Bruins defensive line right now hasn't given us anything all game long. If they're able to keep this up, they're going to be in good shape and it's a good position to win this ball game.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. Still waiting. All right, correct. They'll be lined up in shotgun formation. 20 of them near side, face the snap. And the face of handoff, and he is almost stacked in the backfield, and he is stacked in the backfield. There we go. And he is stacked at the 40-yard line.
Yes, the Bruins just got straight through the defensive line right there, the Preps defensive line. And the quarterback was dancing around a little, but Sanko, they got to him, and big, big loss of yards for Preps. So really, really good for Sanko.
Sanko's defense does not run up a single yard yet. And he's only pushed a bit. Preps mainly only gained about 3 yards in total, but they just were right up in shotgun formation. He ain't the other side of the field. Preps. Face the snap. Drops back to pass. This is a bullet pass, and he is down, almost down, and he has an open. He has backwards in the, up in the field, and he is now at St. Joe's 20-yard line. That is quite a big game for
yeah, it looks like he was going to be down, but anyway, ahead, he kept his balance and went along the sideline the whole entire time, and he broke like 3 tackles on the sideline.
Yeah. Alrighty. 7 minutes of big contract until ending in the first quarter. They will be lined up in shocking formation. Teams on the near side. Takes the handoff. There is a team of the backfield, and he is tackled by number 6, Parker Davis, and I believe that is Hayden Moffey, number 23.
This Bruins defense has not played around all game today. They've had an amazing game so far from that point. They played good technical, but they haven't given up anything, pass or offense tonight, and they've had a real good game so far.
That will be lined up in shotgun formation. Think a man on the far side. Send the man to the far side. Take the snap. Hands off to the right. Tackled by number 22,
Jerome Benton. He's a freshman out here tackling them, and he did a real good job right there because the prep would have had a prep definitely would have had a first down, maybe even more if he would have been back down.
I'm very good at the picture. It's incredible. Well, I know it's a shocking formation. Single man on either side. Take the snap. Take the handoff. Get to the board pass, but no one is taking the lead. We're waiting for 47. They will bring out the kicking squad, I believe. Yes, they will.
Berlin's really crushes the quarterback on that play, and they were able to get to him, and they did a good job right there of forcing a completion and now only letting Preps get a field goal.
Sure. The ball will be placed at the 24-yard line. And I saw Perez kicking two goals before the game. Also, he's not that bad for kicking. All right. Ball is snapped, placed up and away, and it is. Wait, that is good.
I'm not gonna miss. He's just getting that ball.
That
ball is actually just gonna keep on going, Brett.
And this will bring the score 3-0, 6 minutes and 12 seconds from him. Nice. Dark shot. It was nice to see it. I don't know if this will make your feeling.
You never see it, like, from the 40-yard line to the end zone. That's about, I mean, the height that he had, that was probably about 60, 70 yards. I mean, that's like NFL kick. Well, maybe a little bit less than NFL, but on college kick, that's a really, yeah, a really good kick.
All right, we're going to go to the next one. Alrighty. Babe Bruin, they will be lined up in shotgun formation. Point is either side. King, take the snap. Hands off to number 2, Brandon Poindexter. Excuse me, number 22, Demario Davis. Nope, right now, I got the completely wrong. No, it's Tyron McGee. Exactly. Demario Davis.
Robinson gave up for you. I'm three people right here. That's very
perfect. Snap. And take the handoff. This is strange. Number 13. He might have here. Great. Oh, man, Michael. Open flying on the near side. And he'll step up now at the 30-yard line. So, my boy, he's definitely
He's just able to squeeze through a few players into line of scrimmage, and after that issue, clear field, and he's able to go across the sideline and not just have anybody.
Yeah. They'll be lined up to start the formation. Trip from the far side. King, head pat, hands off to the right. Number 22 is trying to run the field. And then we've got a 3-4-yard game.
Yeah, I mean, it's really good whenever you're able to have a running back and offensive line that's able to create separation like this, and you're able to just second down and get for St. Joe. And so they will be lined up here and hopefully getting the touchdown.
Alrighty, Bruin is able to line up in shotgun formation. Trips on the far side. King, take the snap. Excuse me, Brandon, take the snap and roll one up the middle for quarterback keeper. Well, there's a little bit of miscommunication going on here. I believe, King is supposed to take a snap back. Well, take the ball. If you look at the sidelines, you'd be confused.
Yeah, well, even if it was, they got about maybe 3 yards in that, maybe 2 yards.
Yeah.
So it did work. It's not that it didn't work. It did work.
It'll be about 3rd and 3. The ball will be placed at the 25-yard line. Green runs the shotgun formation. Green is on the side. King. Place the snap. Take the snap. Take the handoff. Just returning to number 3. Keyshawn Coleman has blocked it. He'll try to find his way up. And he like he'll be down at the 25 yard line. He's just out of the 25 yard line.
He caught that and over him right there. Whenever he caught that ball, he was immediately tackled by about 3 prep players. But it was a good job about getting getting yards, though. And now it's looks like 4th and 2 from here. So, very doable for the Bruins.
All right. Bruins will be there for it. Bruins. Take the snap. Trying to power their way through, and they for sure got it. They can hold left and right. They get the first down. That first down is brought to you by the Austin Consulting.
The Bruins team tonight on all sides of the game has come out and they seem like they're on fire tonight. It's like they're executing things, they're executing everything perfectly.
Great. That's the snap. Rolls out the far side. Erickson Hall. And you are powering the Bruins powering right through for about 2 yard game.
Brandon does about everything on this team. He's able to get tackles on defense, he's able to kick the ball, and he's able to run people over on offense. I mean, he's just an all-around team player. And when you have somebody like that, it's really good at this time. And they tackled a quarterback. So, but still third down, and started 7 right now, so it was still very, very doable.
I agree. The run stretch is about all 19 run line. 2 minutes and 25 seconds remaining. 13 seconds left on play clock. They're live to shot formation. Trip on the far side. King takes a snap. Miscommunication. Fumble snap in the backfield. He gets sacked at the 25.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, the offense was executing perfectly, but to have a good offense and to create points, you have to not have those big errors that just hurt you. And that's the only thing that they do. And there's really, I mean, if you can't have that on your offense, or you will lose the football game.
You think that's your team a little bit ago? 50-50. 50 seconds left on the play clock. Really, get set in the formation. They will line up and shot in formation. Trip from the far side. Dude, Brandon Boyd is there. He's coming here to do that. Takes a snap. Look, it's the number 3 piece on Coleman, and he is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Now bring it to... They turn it over on the down.
Yeah, the prep offensive line ran over Bruins' defensive line, and, there was just nowhere for him to do anything. The prep defensive line was just, they were just there almost instantly. St. Joe's ball.
It is St. Joe's ball. All right. This was the Dutch Smart River. It's Rocky Five, Val Murphy, and Val Murphy from Madison. At the 35, take a snap, which remained open, and is caught by, never mind, I believe they're a little bit incomplete, but it has to take it for what number 15 Eli did here.
And that was almost an amazing catch by Eli, and but I don't know, from here it looks like he caught it, but it was a hit for them, yeah.
Well, honestly, this is a higher percentage. It was right behind him here at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hard thing about playing on curve is because it's going multiple, it's like you're running on ice.
Mm-hmm.
But they will be lined up in shotgun formation. Spring. You know, lined up in shotgun formation. Trips on the far side. Hand off to number 2. Brandon Poindexter. It's about a 3 to 4 yard game.
That's always a good game to have, especially whenever you're deep in the prep territory. Because you can go for this, go for a larger player than a running play, and then you also have that fourth down that you're able to get to because you're so deep in the prep territory.
Okay. Bruins, shotgun formation, strips on the far side. About to draw him off. 3rd and 7. Send the man in motion to the near side. Swing, driver, side. Take a snap, low snap, hands off. He's, and he is scooped.
It definitely means anything. But,
the 29-yard line. Ooh. We have 9 seconds, 8 seconds remaining. I believe they were just supposed to finally run down for the first, for the remaining, first quarter.
Yeah, I don't know why they let a regular pass play on that one. There was no reason to go for a, trick play on that one, but it, third down on long, you know.
I mean, it's, 4th and 8 here. All right. First, they got one more play on this draft. So, what do you think the Brand offense is going to have to do?
They're going to have to debate who got the kick. They need to go for this fourth down, and they need to, they're going to get this fourth down, and then, I don't know, I'm thinking, they're mostly going to get the we're down focusing his touchdown and take his ball.
But
I mean, it was a beautiful pass, and it was a beautiful route, too, by, it was just overall this offense, and you had all the, it was just an amazing play right there, and perfect.
All right, that's the first time we've brought it to you, Rob, and it was beautiful, another beautiful kid. Mm-hmm. That was just a trick play here, which is up, caught in the end zone by number 7, Longest to spin, and that is 8, it's really, it's up 5.
Yeah, this is exactly the momentum that you want going into this big game, because not only does this, that if you keep on playing like this, you're going to send a statement, not just the prep, you're going to send a statement to the rest of the you're going to tell them, we are not, like, we're going to get ready. I mean, we might not have been the best in the regular season, but we're just going to get hot in the postseason and see what happens.
I think it was a little bit of April there,
Very good for the Bruins.
Okie dokie. 11 minutes remaining. First and ten. You're listening to Bruin Sports Radio on the World Wide Web. Alrighty. Fred, toxic formation. Single man on either side. Sends a man in motion to the near side. Takes a snap. Rolls out to the far side. And he is wrapped up by number 22. Tom is dead. Or somebody did. Somebody did stop.
Yeah. They got a good bit of yards. Only like 3 yards off of that. So good job by the Bruins because it looks like it was a lot more. But so they did a good job right there minimizing the damage.
Yeah, from the original line. Mm-hmm. All right, Chris, shotgun formation. Chris, near side. Take the snap. Take the handoff. To the near side. And he is stacked in backfield by number two. Brandon Poindex, number six, Parker Davis. I think number two is number Caleb because Brandon didn't play. He is a bright inside linebacker.
That is exactly what he needed right there from the Bruins, and they did an amazing job right there getting to the quarterback, and that's exactly what they needed, because now you get prepped even farther, because they could not get it. They'd be really hard to get a football from this team.
Sure.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Position.
All right. Twins on the near side. I believe that that'll be kind of all that thing, yeah. And that kind of is for us to see you guys. We've got a man champion, thank you. All right.
And then, sorry, that is what I was searching. 7 years.
It is 37.
What is your prediction for this
drop?
We really have to get this right here. I mean, they gotta get this, and they don't. I mean, yeah, if they don't make this third down right here, they're probably gonna have to punt it away.
Yeah.
But we really have to get this, and they just need to go down the field, and they have to score some points on this drive.
Hey,
yoga. That's not even yoga. That's just
blue. Ready, I'm going to go to the I think it's the Boston team for the Dominic, Madison, and the defense for it. We're going to let it take the game, the same way. We're not going to install this project solution for Boston team for the position. Jim Stanley, Martin, John, Alex, and the law, Central Florida, and the first place, looking at the fire company, and the reporting company, with the best creation. Brought the beer to the stern, and the anchor is done, and that's what I can do.
He's definitely going to be going somewhere for college. Good.
All right, proven offense. We have a lot of we have a non-core deficit going on. So we're really going to step it up right here, especially in the small business drive. We're coming out of the huddle with 13 seconds left in the play clock. We're in shotgun formation, pulling to either side. Take snap, hands off to the right. Earth Plainfield, and he is down. That is the first time I've heard that from the team, but I'm committed to him. And that ball will be placed on the play board. And the 34, not 33, excuse me, but good friend. Perfect. Alrighty. We're in shotgun formation. We're in on their side. Take a snap. Hands off to the left. Powers up the middle. And he is down on the 40 other one. But nice game. Jamari is with two really good runs for me here. He's hit with the over. Not really sure as all these offensive linemen are healthy. He's been the one that most recognized.
Either, but I would say if I'm the Bruins, I would say go for this. You need to go for this because this is one of the bigger plays in this game.
Fourth and two. Fourth and two. Alrighty, 5 minutes remaining. 5 minutes and 17 seconds remaining. I think it's left of the play clock. I believe they're just going to have to call a timeout here. All right, that's what they'll do. Timeout. Thank you, Joe. And that timeout is for us. You want to use that little bit of okay. Not too sure what they're really going to do here. But it's fourth and three. We're going to have to step it up right here.
They need to go for the ball, I think, because you are down by and if you score a touchdown this drive, then you will be down by one and you get 2 points of conversion. And it can, with 4 minutes 15 seconds on the clock, it is risky to go for it, but then at the same time, if you want to win this game, you do have to be a little bit risky, especially being down like this, and with time still left on the clock in the second quarter, you have to, I would say that you stay the rim to the special teams not really being able to get to the ball.
Yeah.
But still good. One of the best field position at St. Joe's is actually starting with on defense. So that's always a good thing. They're only at their, like, 39 yards.
Agreed. All right. First, talking formation. Anyway, how does dog? Straight pass. Straight handoff. Go to the board, I said, incomplete. It's a hot harder.
And that's what you want if you want, if they get any, if they get any yards or anything, do you want them to get out of bounds or do you want them to, you have an incompletion, because then that stops the time on the clock and, well, no, usually.
Alright, marking formation. One is on the other side, takes a snap, hands off to the left, and he is, gets up. Alright, he is wrapped up by number 7, Lonnie Smith, and 22, Jamari Davis. And he is down at the original line of scrimmage.
The year's going to be for the defense to step up right here on the third down, because this is a big, exciting third down. If your offense is going to get this ball back now, they're going to be able to go down the field and get the ball back in part of the second half. That's very, that's what you want.
I agree. Good. From the far side, from the near side, Texas snap. Looks for a man open. And he is carried.
He's fucking number.
And here, he's carried by number 21 of the camera. Or no, he, 21 of the camera Williams was carried by the quarterback. And he's got to make it forward in one.
And they have a very strong quarterback. But that's kind of aggravating though when after the quarterback is able to carry your whole entire team. And then now, the press is in a really good spot right now to get this fourth down.
Yeah, the offensive is coming in. Well, throw that key up the middle, and I believe that's what that is. And onside press.
Not what you wanted for press. That is exactly what St. Joe needed. Now, they probably will not be going. Yeah, no, they're not going to be going for this, so. That's exactly what you wanted now for St. Joe with 3 minutes and 7 seconds left on the clock.
Yep. And that will roll out of bounds at the 17-yard line.
Nice throw pick. Bruins are going to have to really cover on this drive, getting in there on the 17-yard line with 2 minutes and 58 seconds left in the second quarter. They're going to really have to go fast and get hopefully some big plays on off, big passing plays on offense, because they don't have any. They don't have any time at all.
I agree. St. Joe, I'm pretty seeing that quite a few like changes in the current history. They're going to be more survival than St. Joe would finish them. But to be fair, the Johnson formation is 25 to 5, the 17 is almost 30 to 10, Texas, and it's off to the left. They four man out here. Both of the far side.
That's the best offer you're seeing. So why keep changes now and getting something that you're in a crucial spot in the game?
Hands off to the right. Up the middle for a pretty large game. Almost the first down for St. Joe. It is just not the first down.
Yeah, it was a really good run, but once again, you're still wasting time off the clock that could be made for passing yards, and you could just be getting some extra yards off of this instead of 5-4 yard runs that won't get you to the end zone in 2 minutes.
I agree. All right. I think we're going to get full.
So with a minute and 47 seconds on the clock, they're looking kind of hard to get down the field to do anything right now. So hopefully the Rose can hurry up and score really, really quickly. But he just has to hand it off, and it's going to be another run up the middle. And that is by DeMario Davis, and I mean, once again, it's just he does not. I don't really understand what's going on. They had 3 minutes on the clock to start this drive, and it's just like they're wasting it running. And Chaka's pass he's looking deep, and it is going to be over the head of the wide receiver, and so that's going to be an incomplete pass by King, and now it's going to be second down for the Bruins with a minute and 13 seconds left in the second half, in the second quarter.
Alrighty, we're here for a bit of a switch in halftime. I believe Emma and Brian is coming here for you to do the halftime show.
Forgive me.
What? You?
Sure.
Okay.
Just Emma by herself?
You can probably ramble for that whole long
too.
You can ramble for 20 minutes.
We'll talk.
Six snaps. Big game for Bruins. Tracking formation. Swings out of side. Hands off to the right. And the number one is great. Paul Jacob got a for about an 8-yard gain. Take a third and one. Then pair of shotgun formation. Swings out of side. Hands off over the middle. Bruins first down. First down as well. See Bob Banks. What? Bruins going to have to hurry up here. Hurry up offense.
I mean, it's like I just don't understand. Like, why have you run it every single play?
Right there, the shotgun formation, pulling by the side. Gets the bullet pass, no five T. Robinson, and he is for about a 3-4 yard gain.
Yeah. But it's just not the right moment with 36 seconds left now on the clock.
Yeah. I just boom, take the snap. That's blocked. And it is.
Is that not pass interference? Yeah. Looks like he got tripped up on the defense. Well, it looks like the defender made him fall, and he said stop the clock now. But I mean, the Bruins don't have any more timeouts, and so that's another thing. But if they have no timeouts, why are you not still trying to throw the ball and get out of bounds?
Yeah. All right. Bruins, in the line of striking for Mitch, plans out of side, 24 seconds remaining. But, yeah, drop back to pass. This is a short pass, and that is incomplete. 35, there you go.
That was a risky throw right there. It was right, like the defender was coming up on him as he was catching it. It could have been a dangerous play right there, but thankfully it was not, but it was an incomplete pass for St. Joe. But they did stop the clock, so there's still 18 seconds left. Bruins to get a large play like they have today, and hopefully get that in for a touchdown.
Great pass, low snap. Almost lost. Braylon takes him out, comes up and away. Caught in the back of the head.
Samuel,
bye. Then we're not going to leave you, did you? Some aggressiveness going on here.
That is an amazing tackle. I don't know why Trent's returner did not call that a fair catch. The team knew he was about to get blown up. And that was an amazing play right there Braylon right there to pump fake him, and just a really good job by the team, but still, it just feels like that was just a whole entire wasted drive right there.
The great field awareness on the lead, so I'm trying to block him, even if he didn't. He just quit playing for a second. And just under the water after. Chemistry was almost a day. Alrighty. And I believe that will close out in the first quarter, and I believe.
First half.
No, that was strong. Right. And I believe that will. Segue into halftime. Not sure where our halftime bill is. We'll figure
it out. I'll hand it off to Mr. Eshley.
All right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are y'all? We're live here on halftime on the campus of Jackson Prep. I'm here in Jackson, obviously. That's what they call Jackson Prep. And, the score at halftime here at Jackson Prep is Bruins 8 and Jackson Prep 17. While we wait for our halftime guest, we'll talk a little bit about what's happening on the St. Joe campus. My light bulb, you know, whatever.
Alright.
So let's talk about what's happening on the St. Joe campus. Coming up next week is our first theatrical production of the year, a fall play. That will be open on Friday night, so 3 day run, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Let's see, we'll talk about what's happening. You know, this week we had a huge event on campus on Tuesday. We had literally hundreds of children on campus for our Trunk or Treat. It was a great event that attracted a lot of kids, many of them who've never been to the St. Joe campus. Give them an opportunity to see what St. Joe is all about. And to have a nice, safe alternative to the city. Coming up at St. Joe on Saturday, tomorrow, we have movie night at the final SCU. Folks can come by and watch a couple of films. One is Coco, which goes on the year, it stays on the big screen in the final SCU for 4 months, followed by Film Night, which will be on the big screen at 10 o'clock. Coco is available for all ages, anybody who can sit there on the ages, followed up. They'll be serving food and snacks at the concession stand, as well as a couple of raffles. And things are free, but any kind of money collected from the sale of concessions and raffles will all go toward the Testament Society. Also coming up on campus, it's Halloween Tuesday, the 31st. And at St. Joe, to celebrate Halloween, we're going to have our annual Scary for Carrie fundraiser. For $5, students can come to campus dressed in a costume that day instead of wearing their uniforms. All the money raised from that event will go toward helping Carrie Maniscalco, St. Joe alumna, who's been dealing with some undiagnosed illnesses in the past couple of years. And that gives her some help there with their finances with that. Let's see what's coming up too. We have also on the 31st, this is another big event, at 9:30 a.m. on the 31st, Tuesday, in the Fine Arts Theater, the middle school will stage a Living Rosary Tuesday morning. That's going to be a big deal. It was last year. They signed it out last year for the first time and did it in the gym. And it was really interesting. The students take the place of the rosary beads, and we say the rosary together as a group. It's a great way to come together and practice our Catholic faith, as well as, just enjoy each other and have some time with God. And saying the rosary in prayers during that time period. It's a really good event. It's the second time that we've done this, and this will be at 9:30 a.m. on Tuesday in the Fine Arts Theater, Halloween Day, 21st. We have our Mass next week, which we usually have on Thursdays, our weekly Mass. This week's weekly Mass will be on Wednesday, which is All Saints Day. It will be All Saints Day Mass. This will be a pretty big Mass for us, midweek that is, and it's a dress uniform Mass. So all students will need to make sure that they have their dress uniforms available for the Mass, when they celebrate Mass on Wednesday. Let's see, coming up to next month is going to be the Gift of the Season Christmas content. That'll be up in December. Of course, we've got about 3 weeks before Thanksgiving break. It's kind of hard to believe Thanksgiving is almost around the corner, but it is. I am looking to see what else we have going on around here. It has been an eventful first semester at St. Joe. It's kind of hard to believe that we are already just about a halfway mark in such a quarter. Thanksgiving break will be coming up pretty soon. Hop on by a couple of weeks of classes and first semester hands, and then 2 weeks off at Christmas for the school. But it's been a pretty eventful first selection. You got your fall sports coming to an end. We just had the cross-country team. We had to participate in the NAIS state meet on Monday, where William Seagate won the male team in first place among the men. That was a pretty big deal for William. William's been a dependable runner in the cross-country team for a long time now, and this was a great way to send him off as a senior, and that was on Monday. What's coming up this week in academics, in athletics, I'll check the calendar for us, and I'll tell you what's coming up over the next week at St. Joe. I know basketball is just about to start off tomorrow, on Saturday. Basketball team will be in the gym for a jamboree. And that's going to be a great way for the coach to kind of get a pretty good idea of where the team is as they start to head into regular season play. The basketball jamboree begins at 11:15 a.m. tomorrow at McGee. Then on Monday, we have the 7th grade, the JV, and the varsity team will begin playing on campus. The varsity team opens up its 2023-2024 season on Monday night, where the basketball team will play and take on St. Al. Well, our basketball game will kick off the season on Wednesday as they host our Catholic rival, St. Al, in the Bruins game. And it'll be 7th grade, and JV and varsity boys basketball at home. First one will be the 5 o'clock, followed by the JV game at 6. And the varsity game at 7. Also that night, the girls for the basketball team will be kicking off the season. So I'd love to look up to them. They're heading out to Central Hines for the Central Hines Classic. JV and varsity will be playing. JV begins at 6:30, followed by the varsity girls that night. Bruin Sports Radio and Bruin News Now will be bringing live coverage of all basketball games from home, beginning not this week, but the following week. So stand by and keep an eye out on Bruin News Now for the latest. And also keep an eye out on all our social media pages. The latest will be on broadcasting our games live on the Bruin News Now YouTube channel, as well as Bruin Sports Radio right here on www.bruinsportsradio.com. This is Bruin Sports Radio live on the World Wide Web. And tonight we're broadcasting live from the campus of Jackson Prep. Well, halftime here at Jackson Prep, and the Bruins are down 17-8 as we head into the latter part of this halftime show, sponsored by C-Fire. Well, you just heard that tonight, Smeal, and obviously burst your eardrums like you did mine, and that is the one and only Emma O'Brien.
Hey,
who is here in the broadcast booth, and I'm going to hand over the rest of this show to Emma. Emma, you have it? Yes. Take it on.
Okay. We're all going to allow Kate Kostick in with me, who's also in the soccer team. Hey, guys. Kostick's track, well, used to the track did my day.
We just ended that. Oh, we just ended that. Well, our first game was 5-1.
Okay, so I was thinking about the game, but I'm very excited for next season, and this is
Friday's on YouTube. You can also watch our weekly sports update, which is our which rules comes out on Mondays. And you should have announcements in on which games will be airing and broadcasting live on Bruins Sports Radio, as well as the Grown News Now YouTube channel. This year's basketball lineup includes will be hosted by John Gibson Everly. He'll be doing a play-by-play, and the HGNG will be doing color commentary. And David Salmon will take over as halftime host all throughout the basketball season. It should be a pretty good season here. Look ahead, we'll be doing baseball too in the spring. I've got Earl O'Brien here in the press box, just kind of messing around and completing me. There's a kind of sign language. I'm not exactly sure what she's talking about, but that's kind of fun. Emma is actually on the yearbook team this year. She's actually doing some work this year compared to previous years. Sometimes you just have to be truthful. But in all seriousness, so Emma does a really good job. She is a very dependable and excellent photographer.
It's freezing in here. Who's turning the air conditioning on?
She is the air conditioner in the press box. Emma is and has been and is a very dependable and talented photographer for the yearbook. I was lucky because she had me for an English teacher a couple of years ago. She has stuck with me for English for one time and then had to stick with me and Jim late in the day for our yearbook. So I know that was so entertaining for her to be in my class for about 4 hours a day. Tell us about your goals for the yearbook this year.
The yearbook I have is more, how do you say it? The theme flows better in the yearbook. And I feel like I hope the colors and our teamwork is better. We're not fighting as much.
Well, I can get y'all to be quiet.
I'm quiet.
You did better these past couple of weeks than it had been early.
I agree.
But the theme is pretty good. The theme is what? The music?
The music.
So you are quiet. Well, like the Searching Divide, parody of classic album.
We're actually working on one of them right now. I took a picture earlier of a young boy of Simone. Think
he had a young boy? I don't know who the young boy is. I don't know. I'm going to find out what this rapper performs. And if he performs any kind of questionable material, we will be punching on him.
For sports, it's like the fishing ladder, and it's Simone doing a cheer from the back, and then everyone else is around her, and that would be the album cover. So I think that would be the perfect thing to put right there.
Well, this depends on music that we seem to try to capture we got some good ideas. That's kind of a churning in the background. We're just a few minutes away from the start of the second half, and Connor Owen, Connor and Davis Herman are just a few minutes away from taking over the announcement. Scott, why don't you turn over your headset to Davis and some
Herman?
All right. So Davis, tell us a little bit about what you're going to get from the Bruins to turn this around. Well, I was listening to your play-by-play, and I have to agree with what you get to pretend about that final drive before the half when the Bruins really just ran the ball off his butt and really never off the other clock. I thought you made some interesting points about the plays. You know, at times the Bulls have looked sharp, and especially when they started the game, and they looked sharp at the beginning of the game. Defense was performing well. Offense was moving the ball. Lately, though, they're coming very disgusting to a rut. And they've just not been able to move the ball like they were at the beginning of the game. And it looks like Jackson Trent might have woken up, or woke up, in the second quarter. They were playing only five football in the first quarter. It looks like Jackson Trent kind of woke up. Tell me, what you think is headed, and is there a chance or an opportunity for the Bruins to come back and get back in the game?
Oh yeah, Bruins' biggest ball started second half, so they have a big opportunity right off the gate in the second half to get some points on the board. And if everything goes right and they get a touchdown two point conversion, they'd only be down by 1 point. So. And that's what was really frustrating about the fact that they had 3 minutes left on the clock and they just ran it up the gut the whole entire drive and then punted it away with 18 seconds left. It's like the drive was like given up from the very beginning. So it's like they almost didn't care enough to actually try for that drive. So, and then if they would have actually tried, who knows, they could have got a touchdown and then they would have been in a prime position to actually get ahead at the start of the second half.
Well, you know, I'm not sure what the strategy was. I'm sure Coach had some thoughts in mind about what he was trying to do. Perhaps he was trying to get that run up to come away from the passing game. It kind of seemed like it'll do. You know, he made a few good runs there during that last drive and hit a couple of good passes. They came after they established the run. Everyone has to go to some coaches and some philosophies are established to run and open up the passing game. Others say open the passing game must be established to run. So it's really, you know, everyone has to go to the other. The bottom line is that the Bruins find themselves coming into this game in the second half. They're still in the thinking. They only have, one field. Two scores. They can jump themselves back into the game if they take advantage of this opening drive. And the opening drive of the second half, for any team is possibly the most important drive of the football game. Because that's going to show what adjustments they've made here. And what changes we might be able to see, is you can actually see them come in and take control. So this would be interesting to see if they can put control away from Jackson Prep and get back into the game and be a part of it. The last time I think the Bruins played here was several years ago, and it was not a pretty sight. So I'm sure that this is before the team, the social team, were part of the same jail, I believe. And I'm sure that the Bruins would like not to have the coaches certainly like not to see a repeat of that.
So far, I don't think that they're going to score about 50 points.
The Bruins play good. I mean, they're contending. Let's see what happens in this second half and see if they can pull things out and get back into this game. That's why this opening part of it in the second half is so critical. We are just moments away from the start of the second half. I'm going to let you return. This has turned over to the voice of the Bruins. All right. Oh! Yay!
For this drive. We should get to the Bruins. We closed out the first half. because of the first half with the ball, and then we're going to start the second half with the ball. Which is how we want to keep it. This is how we want to keep it. I think ball position is the best way to get about this right now. Okay. Alrighty. They rethought that for me. Kind of cool. But, we're over here. All right, ball will be played on the 40-yard line for the next press. In the backfield, we have number 3, Keyshawn Coleman, and number 8, Noah Schaaf in the backfield at the 5-yard line. All right, the ball is kicked up and away, and that will seem to be another... And that ball will pass the 5 in the world score, and number 8, Noah Schaaf recovers and is down 10.
Yeah, that was just an amazing play. I mean, literally perfect placement. It landed right on the 1-yard line. I mean, everybody thought it was going to be a touchback, but then it ended up being really good for Pratt. And Noah Schaaf did what he should have done. He should have picked the ball up and he should have ran for what he could have. And so he did good on that part and gave the Bruins a little bit of extra money.
Yeah, the ball stopped right at the edge of the goal line. I think all it did was going into the end zone, but in the first touchback, so it didn't. It just dropped all of a sudden. I believe a little bit of a gap kick or something. But he just stopped shot at goal line and bounced forward. You go look he bounced for good. Bounced shot formation, swing the other side, and came. Duck right pass. Far side is back in the backfield.
Yeah, definitely not the sequence of events that you want for the Bruins right now. I mean, you're already back up enough. You need to either run it out, but you do not need to get sacked in this whenever you're in this situation because it'll only hurt you no matter what.
I agree. Alrighty, Bruins. Running back out on the field, they have a lot of shotgun formation. Twins either side. Hang. Six pass. Hands off to the right to number 1, Kevin Gray, and he will fight his way forward for about a gain of 5.
If Caleb, I mean, it doesn't even matter.
Go ahead, McQuaid.
He's running down on the play. We're waiting for what is he called? Ready? The person foul on the draft. And it's going to get canceled out. Alrighty, so that'll cancel out for the digits from where we are. This is about 3rd and 7 on the 13 yards. Burns, stock the formation. Trips from the near side. King. Ready formation. Check his back to the measure. To the man next to the near side. Puts it up to the number 13, Eli Grant. Here it is.
Dude, that ball was just a little bit behind Eli, but if it would have just been a little bit in forward, he would have come a little bit more forward. That ball would have been perfectly placed for Eli, and Eli could have kind of big game off of that boom. It's just, that ball was just a little bit too behind for Eli, and he got hit.
Yeah, I agree. Alrighty.
I agree.
Thank you. We'll be in plenty of formation trying to turn that of the way, first turn of the way as far as possible. Brandon takes the snap, Martin is almost blocked, up and away.
I should have handled it.
And it is caught in the backfield, and it'll roll for a nice bounce at the 41 yard line. It was a great punt by Brandon.
Yeah, amazing punt by Brandon right there. I don't really know why Prep didn't try and go for the return. They were got a good guard out of it, but it's good for the Bruins, and that gives us a good field position for our defense now.
I agree. Alrighty. Brett. We'll line up in shotgun formation. Twins to the near side. Major Hill. Line up in this defensive formation. Takes a snap, hands off to the right, powers up the middle, and it's stopped by, Monty Smith.
Monty, I mean, he looked like he was just a wall right there. prep running back was coming at him like 1,000 miles per hour, and Lonnie was just able to just stand there and pull him down. It's an amazing play right there by Lonnie.
I agree. My ball at 43-yard line is about 2nd and 8. Prep. Prep formation trips from the near side. Takes the snap, drops back to pass. Goes deep, and it is blocked. And there is nothing. There is no pass interference, but they. I break it up to Steven while they're on right now, but that was definitely awesome. I believe that was David Moffitt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that was good coverage by the Bruins. Good thing it wasn't called. I mean, that was a close play, though. Yeah, but good thing is they didn't get called on us because it helps us now.
Yeah.
Now it's starting along for Prep and St. Joe's territory.
Hey, Prep, stocking formation. Swing to the far side. Takes a snap. Hands off to the right. Moves up to the near side and he is tackled by Norbury. 31. That's a lot of new numbers.
It looks like it's going to be like fourth and second. It looks like fourth and two. Yep, so good for the Bruins. Good job for the Bruins right there. Now they're going to get the ball back, and hopefully they're able to hurry up and get out of the field and score a touchdown.
Yep. All righty. And the formation success to receiving the backfield is number one? He's a brave number one. That's a very low punt, and it will roll to number 3, Keyshawn Coleman, and he has stopped at the 15.
And that was the smart thing that Keyshawn should have done. He should not have let it go any more past him, or it would have been even more yards lost, so he had to do what he had to do because so that ball looked like it was going to stop a lot earlier. And but that forward motion of the ball, a lot of tops on it, getting it forward.
Yeah, it just made it no top trick. But 9 minutes remaining in this third quarter. I'm Connor Odom, your play ball player. I'm doing you want to hear about David Hammond, my career analyst. We're here to bring you all the action live on Bruins Sports Radio, live on the World Wide Web. Bruins, shotgun formation, swings the other side. To the men of us to the near side, hands off, number 13, Eli Pantier, and he is tackled close to the line of scrimmage.
Eli, it looks like he was being pressured a lot right there, so Eli did a really good job of getting around the defenders and getting the extra yards he needs, so it looks like that makes about two yards extra. Whatever, that could have easily been a lot more.
It is expected to make Hey, you can pick us up and play by a team. Six snap, hands off to the right, and he will be stopped for about a game of two.
Yeah, there really wasn't much there for him, and just now Bruins are in a really, really tight spot right here, third down and long, and so this is the biggest, the biggest play of the probably the entire game right now, and they have to get this if they want to still continue to get into this game.
All right, 36, Bruins, shotgun formation, 29-5. Looks like snap. He goes deep. Number 3, Keyshawn Coleman is. Ooh, that is incomplete.
It was barely out of the reach of Keyshawn's hand, and it was so close. That, I mean, that could have, I guess, been called as an interference, maybe, because it was, man.
There wasn't really any contact.
Yeah.
Because of the play.
No, there was no contact.
He just split.
Okay. Yeah, so not what you wanted for the Bruins. It's going to be a 3-and-out, so.
Alrighty. The Bruins are going to throw it away. Maybe Quinn, the 5, for us. Be played at the 50-yard line. Brandon takes a snap. Puts up and will pay for a low ball caught at the 50-yard line. And he, number 5, is forever left the far sideline. And he is That's a fact, yeah.
Yeah, that was just not a good job by the special teams at all. They just let him be in and out. But like I said earlier, you can't have this line drive punts like that, especially whenever you know you're not going to be punting really past the 50-yard line. And whenever you give them all that time to get up the field, it just gives away yards. You have to have five punts. You got to let your special teams get down there and get set.
Yeah. All righty. I've been scored 23-8. Ball plays. Ball snap plays 10 yards behind up the way. It's good. I've been scored 24-8.
Bruins are still in this game, though. No matter what, I mean, it is only a it's only three score deficit, so Bruins can hold them off, get some pressure, get some production on offense, they could be really quite strong.
I don't know.
Russian music.
Yeah. Hey, ballerina. I
want
some music.
That's just that
one.
I thought it was
just... it's some music. I mean.
So, I mean, it was almost a very well executed, trick play, but it's like whatever the style that Braylon ran to had zero blockers on it. So it's like only Braylon knew what was happening.
Yeah.
Why would you run a fake that keeping on?
So there's the Nuggets first down, and they ball will be placed at the 33-yard line for Justin Brett. He's just really far ahead.
Some of these guys in St. Joe just like to have a discussion.
Oh.
We hadn't bought it until it was broken. Thank you, Dirk. I'm ready, Dirk. But, hey, we're running to the near side, so, excuse me. There's a lot of stories. I was trying to figure out where to stay. Just be places.
Good job on the throwing defense. Get a little bit of good out of what is not very good starting field position for the defense.
For a shocking formation, what's in the rear side? Confusion going off the throw defense. Take this down. Quarterback keeper is
I think that was number 0, Gavin Bryce on the, he's mad. That's the second time that...
Slide on the plane.
Well, it's fine. What is the water on the field?
The defense has been getting burned a lot off the, like, they've just been getting destroyed off the, They haven't been able to, actually guard them. Yeah, that's cool. But still, it was blown coverage, and you just got to fix that, though, because that's where this big mistake came from. That was number 8, Noah Chapman.
I knew a lot of people were going to look like I'm all back. Second 14, first track information. 20 to the far side. Swings on the other side, take that back. Does the man in motion to the far side. Take the snap, shot back pass, rolls to the far side, puts it up, caught, and he is tackled at the 18-yard line.
I don't know if it's going to be a first down for the Patriots, but it's going to be really, really close, and Jamar, is in a very good position now to get this first down.
And he is just shy of going on about 31. Say Moffitt on the table. 31, Patriots. Patriots, stock in formation. Turns the near side. Takes snap, hands off up the middle. Patriots are down.
Yeah, it's hard to stop that moment after that free thing where the offensive linemen and their running back is all coming at you at once. There's not much you can do, especially only having to give up 1 yard. Yeah, it was very expected for that.
I agree. 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. He is off up to the left, and he is tackled for the game 3.
The job by the Bruins to limit the damage that they've done deep into the paint. But that's what you got to do. You got to limit everything that is happening right now. You got to keep it the short plays, because eventually that'll turn into field goals and turnovers on down.
Bruins. Excuse me, Patriots, track information. Turns in the far side. Says the man in motion to the near side. Takes a snap. He's on foot to the right, and he is tackled from the again forward.
Yeah, I mean, Preps running back found a hole right there, and the defensive line, what they need to do is they need to really focus on closing up the holes that are there immediately and not letting anything through.
I'm sure, man. Our game's pretty loud. I can hear them through here. It's probably the last. I would love to get our band. It's their band over there. Press, take snap, hands off to the left, and he'll in his tackles on there, really, no Chaplin.
You know, Chaplin did a good job there, immediately getting to the quarterback and stopping them, and now it looks like Prep will be going for the field goal, so maybe you got a number right there.
Great execution, great stop right there, it was kind of juggling it, but it will be bringing up the heat. Never mind, that'll be down for it. All right, understander takes snap, and heads off up for the ride, and no, he's not. It will be, I'm going to take some footers. And there's a second goal, excuse me, first and goal right behind. First and goal right here. Take snap up the middle, and then there's a touchdown.
Now, especially now that you want it now, you just can't let Prep get the separation that they're wanting. And that's what the Bruins have been doing for these past few drives. You're just letting them add more and more and more, and then you're in a stalemate on the screen.
Yep. And then the score 30-8. Because Chris is getting lined up. Prep. Snap, far play, up and away. Good, 31-8.
In fact, these men were not going to be good because of the fire.
Yeah. Are you seeing the call from, you know, call from the top part?
Okay.
Ready? Okay. You can stay in the, coming offensive direct.
Bruins, I'm expecting the Bruins to start with the drive right here. And for them to get some, what they need to do is they need to get some passing yards right now, and they have not been getting at all the entire game, mainly because they have been running the ball a lot. They need to focus more on the pass, because if the running's not working, then you need to try something different.
Yeah.
Right. So that'll be a touchback for St. Joe. The Bruins will start at their 20-yard line. The Bruins adding new life right here. Hoping to limit, cut the deficit into their 31-8 score right now. That's the prep is up. With 2 minutes and 45 seconds left in this third quarter.
Yeah, Bruins have to do their offensive drive in right here. Defense has been doing the best they can right here, but offense needs to step it up. Run a game, if we can keep running the ball, we have to make smarter moves, find better holes to get us through. But yeah, Dave.
Kane gets the pass, looks at his quarterback draw, and he is going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. And it doesn't look like it's going to be anything from here.
Yeah.
And King did not have any sort of hole right there. He was kind of tripped up immediately right there. So not the best start that you wanted for the drive. King is awaiting the snap. King is snapping. He hands it. No, he throws it back to back. And it is going to be caught. And that is, it's going to be running down the field, and that is going to be a big play, and that's going to be a Bruin touchdown. And that, who is, I cannot see his number. Number 30, Keyshawn Coleman with the pass and catch. And that is going to be a Bruin touchdown. So amazing play by the Bruins right there. And that is going to cut the deficit. It's going to be either 16, hopefully 16 or 15 to 31.
Yeah, great cross right there.
So it looks like the Bruins are going to be going for two right here.
Yep. So that was a great cross by King. And he puts it up, caught by Keyshawn. And it was a great play, but the Bruins will be going for two here. Continuing to identify, he takes it, puts it up, and it's intercepted. And he'll take the knee.
Well, that is not what you wanted. I mean, it was like, he was covered on like all lengths of field right there.
Yep. All right. So,
I expect that the Browns are going to get a stop right here. Hopefully it's straight out, but I think they're going to get a stop right here. Okay, you gotta be quick on defense. We also have to be quick on offense, but it starts with the defense. You have to be quick, and you have to execute perfectly. You don't need any flags. Don't give them anything. You have to make them work for it.
All right. When the gig singles is ready, well, the whistle blowing, then the reunion.
But no box.
Yeah. All right. Now they're ready again. So 58 remaining in the third quarter. We're just missed the part of segueing into the fourth quarter, so the final quarter. Everyone signaled that they're ready. That they're ready. Fourth hectic. Kicks it up and away. Hand over end is caught in the back of it at the same yard line. And he is stimulus. And he is almost tackled by number 8, no tackle. And he is tackled by number 14.
That is what you want in your punt, though. That is a high, deep punt that has a lot of spin on it. And as you saw here, it gives your special team a lot of time to be able to get down the field and to just get to the ball quickly instead of them getting 30, 40 yards off of the
number. Alrighty. It's now to the near side, and he is tackled by number 5, Peter Robinson.
Yes, he did a good job right there. He immediately saw that it was going to be a running play and went straight to the ball and just immediately tackled him for not much of a game, so we're going to post in to get this stop here.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Correct. All right, formation for the many reasons before our time.